This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The U.S. Senate was supposed to start voting on gun control measures this week when Congress returns from recess, but there is still no bipartisan deal on universal background checks. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, that snag may end up delaying a vote for another week, which gives lobbyists on both sides of the debate more time to keep the pressure on.
Even when lawmakers aren't around, the hallways of the Senate building still echo with the footsteps of people trying to get their point across. Gun control advocacy groups such as Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America have been popping into Senate offices all recess, just talking to staffers, but hoping their words might trickle up to the ears of lawmakers. The group formed within days after the Newtown, Connecticut shootings, and most of the 80,000 members have never lobbied before in their lives.
I'm Kathy with Moms Demand Action. I have a meeting.
Today's target, Democratic Senator Mark Warner from Virginia. Warner is a senator of interest to both sides of the gun fight. He's a Democrat in a conservative state with a strong tradition of gun ownership. The National Rifle Association told its members to barrage Warner's office with calls this morning. And when Moms Demand Action heard that, they launched a counteroffensive, clogging up Warner's phone line so badly today, calls were going straight to voicemail. And now, six moms toting two babies are here for the face-to-face treatment. But first things first, Anna Pintaro's four-week-old newborn is hungry, so she plops right down on the front couch and starts breastfeeding.
It's exciting to eat in Mark Warner's office, huh? You might be the first on the couch, huh?
Pintaro and the other moms are here to talk about universal background checks. It's the central issue bedeviling Democratic senators who are trying to get a bipartisan agreement before any gun bill hits the Senate floor. The key Republican player is Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who has an A rating from the NRA. The common view is if he doesn't get on board, the background checks bill will fail. Coburn has said he's willing to expand background checks to private gun sales, but he doesn't want any records kept that would allow the government to keep track of who owns guns. Gun control advocates call that a foolish position.
To not have records really only shields the identity of criminals.
David Chipman is a former agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He says you need records of sales to trace guns used in crimes back to their owners.
It was the primary thing that I used to break gun trafficking rings from Virginia to New York for the first 5 years of my career. I can't imagine making any of those cases without records.
But gun rights advocates say universal record keeping would create a national gun registry, and there's no telling what the government would do with that information. That might sound paranoid, but a lot of gun owners ask, how can you blame us? Like David Koppel of the Independence Institute.
So much of what the anti-gun movement has been pushing is just whatever leads to less guns is better, based more on this just sort of visceral feeling that we hate everything about guns and what they stand for and the kind of people who have them.
And as long as that resentment exists, Republican lawmakers and Democrats vying for re-election in conservative states have been playing their cards close to their vests. When Linda Fulkerson of Moms Demand Action emerged from the meeting with Senator Warner's staff, she said she had no clue which way he was actually leaning.
I got the impression that they haven't decided yet. This really is tough for him, for Warner.
Back in December, Warner called the Newtown shootings a game changer on guns and said the status quo wasn't acceptable. But that sense of outrage has cooled. Now Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has already said he won't include an assault weapons ban in his gun legislation package. And a handful of Republicans are threatening to filibuster whatever bill does hit the floor. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.